Again, Duke Energy reporting power outages around the Orange County area. The heaviest rain is now off to the east, but the power outages are lingering. More than 1,000 now being reported in and around Orange County, including University Place, a lot of businesses and residences in downtown, and the Chapel Hill Carboro Chamber of Commerce, which is right across the street from University Place. And so, to get some respite from the power outage, we're joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chamber of Commerce, who just came in. So what's it like out there?
Well, Aaron, thanks for shedding some light on the subject. I wasn't able to see other power outages. I didn't go through downtown, but unfortunately, the chamber is out of power. I was about to send you the notes from for this interview, but unfortunately, our power went out. And
I'm just totally winging it at this point.
but just be safe. A couple hashtags to monitor during inclement weather are NCWX, North Carolina Weather, and CH Traffic. So if any stoplights are out, I think that those are good hashtags to monitor, and we'll certainly report to WCHL anything that we see. But right now, maybe not the best time to stop by the office.
Stop by the chamber, so. Yeah. All right. And again, if you're out there driving around and you do see stoplights out especially, send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro. When it's safe to do so, let us know that, and we can get that information out there as well. So don't stop by the Chamber of Commerce right this second.
Maybe not the best time, but when we do have power, maybe it's a great time. Like everyone's sort of huddled around
with like eating all the provisions that I'm sure you've got stash in a cupboard somewhere.
We do. Anytime you stop by 104 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill, we're in between Pizza Hut and Caribou Coffee. We have a Coca-Cola assortment of Coke products that anyone can pick up.
Nice.
Thanks to Durham Coca-Cola Bottling Company, but also a few resources that I wanted to talk about. And actually, these are all paper resources, so it does not require electricity for you to be able to pick.
Might require electricity to read.
Yeah,
it's just the only thing.
True.
If it's dark out, you're this worthless piece of paper. But when the lights come back on,
you could snatch these resources, and then you might need to find some light in order to read them.
So, but Chamber of Commerce, come for the Coke, stay for the resources.
Exactly. I like that tagline. Come for the Coke, stay for the resources. So, a few of the resources you can pick up right now. We just finished our annual meeting, and we have our 2015 annual report. The exciting thing is this isn't like any ordinary annual report. This has not only what we accomplished last year in 2015, but a calendar for 2016. So I know it's February 3rd, Groundhog did not see shadow.
Yep. So spring is
his
here.
Or her shadow. Do we know? Anyway.
Oh, it's usually his, but that's actually a good point.
Punxsutawney Phil, and
Raleigh's is Walter Wally, so it's a male name, so I just always say his.
I think we should talk about that. Electing a Philomena or
Wilhelmina. There we go.
But anyway, although it's February 3rd, we have your 2016 calendar at the Chamber. Come pick it up. Learn more about what we do and the opportunities for you to network and grow your business in our 2016 calendar and 2015 annual report. Another thing, although you will need to find 104 South Estes, if you're unsure where else to go, we have our 2016 map. This is the Chapel Hill Carboro map, and we just have a new release of it, and is a great way to look at neighborhoods if you're looking to relocate, or is another resource for you to have for newcomers, visitors, and those are free and ready for you at the Chapel Hill Carboro Chamber of Commerce.
All right, awesome. And those are available anytime you stop by and pick them up. And I saw that calendar at the annual meeting, and it looks really cool. So it's a nice looking calendar. You can put it up on your wall. It gets you all kinds of information about not just chamber events, but just sort of town events as well and things going on.
And thanks so much to Linda Graham Design. She is the graphic designer. And to the town of Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina, and the Visitors Bureau for providing photos that make it a really great looking calendar for your desk or for your fridge at home. So
what else can you pick up?
Much bigger thing. It's our partnership with Chapel Hill Magazine. It's the 2016 Visitor and Relocation Guide. It has everything about neighborhoods, restaurants, shops, things to do, and is a great resource for anyone who's coming into town, considering relocating to the Chapel Hill Carrboro area. And this is, we're proud to partner with Chapel Hill Magazine. There is an online version of this, but if you want the print version, come stop by 104 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill.
And that's a really nice handy guide for people who live in Chapel Hill Carrboro. I know I've been here for years, and I learned things from looking at that magazine, like, oh, look at all these cool bed and breakfasts there are in Pittsboro, which I didn't know existed. Or there's a really cool calendar in there of just sort of annual events that take place every single year.
The ultimate Chapel Hill checklist,
which I'm about half done with, I think. I went through that.
Like,
some of it is just like go to campus and walk around.
Exactly.
So some of them are really easy to knock off, but yeah.
We'll now have a contest and see how many of the Chapel Hill checklists Aaron and Kristen have done. So, but last but not least is our, we have a monthly print newsletter that has all of our events and things coming up. This is our February newsletter, hot off the press, talking about a lot of different things, including our upcoming Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro Leadership Development Program, the upcoming election. One of the most exciting things that you can do in getting ready for the election, I know y'all have been talking about the presidential primary, but people should realize
it's National Signing Day today. No presidential primary at all.
Okay.
None of that.
I think that's important. That's important. So, so let's
really
focus
sick
on
of hearing about Hillary Clinton rigging the coin flips.
So
like
excited,
that happened.
Excited to meet our newest Tar Heels, but your opportunity to meet the candidates is at Coffee with the Candidates tomorrow. That's 8 to 9:30 a.m. at Sienna Hotel. This is open to any chamber member employee, any member employee of the Orange Chatham Association of Realtors or the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties. So if you are an employee and you're most likely are, particularly if you're a university school system or UNC healthcare employee, you're a chamber member employee, and this is your opportunity to meet county commissioner candidates, some nonpartisan judicial candidates, and candidates for North Carolina General Assembly.
And there's a lot of really important elections. And I know earlier today you were sending around the piece that Molly DeMarco wrote. Was it on Orange Politics or Chapel Hill News or both? I can't remember.
It's on both.
It's on both, right? Yeah, so it's worth checking out.
And it's a great, it's a great piece. You know, Molly and I may not have the same ballots when it comes down to it, but she talks about how important it is to vote down ballot. You and I have discussed how
very
if you're
going to
vote locally, no Republicans have filed for Orange County Board of Commissioners, so this is your opportunity.
There's some really competitive races on the Board of Commissioners ballot this year. So
meet them at Coffee with the Candidates. Be an informed voter. Check your voter registration. There are new rules around ID, we have a shorter early voting period, so it's really important to make a plan. I'm a little disappointed to find out that, Election Day is during spring break. So if you are a UNC student, it's really important to have a plan, whether you're voting early, voting absentee, have a plan, because also your opportunity to support the $2 billion bond referendum is going to be on your March ballot. Even if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, even if you're not voting for any of those
folks.
You've got
to run down the whole list.
Come on, enough have dropped out that it's a shorter
list.
That's
true, yeah. I think we just named them all right there.
So even if you don't vote for those folks, be an informed voter.
Yes.
Look at the county commissioner candidates that are up for election, but also check out the statewide bond referendum, voteyestoinvest.com or carolinabond.unc.edu are great opportunities to learn about not only what it will do throughout the state, but locally here, funding a new medical education building so we can prepare the physicians of the future.
And we are a month away from the start of early voting.
Okay, so this is our new countdown clock.
I just looked at
this is
the new countdown clock.
Yeah. So
it's March 3rd, right? The early voting starts.
It is March 3rd.
Yeah,
so,
I can't believe that.
So, and voter registration deadline is February 19th. Mark your calendars, March 15th. It's around the corner, and we want to make sure that we get the turnout that shows not only what the county wants for its future, but also the state in support of the statewide bond referendum.
Absolutely. And Kristen, before we let you go, a reminder, Coffee with the Candidates tomorrow, Sienna Hotel, what time?
8 a.m. to 9:30. I was going to say 9:30 p.m. That would be a long coffee with a lot of candidates. But
sometimes you
me.
Need that much coffee to get through the day.
8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Sienna Hotel. Coffee with the Candidates, open to any chamber member, employee, or member of the Home Builders Association or Realtors Association.
All right, sounds good. And CarolinaChamber.org, the website, if you want to check that out. Don't stop by right now because the power is out,
but
along with a bunch of other businesses.
Love to see you for a Coke and some resources, including our relocation guide, map, print newsletter, and annual report. Stop by 104 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill.
Sounds good. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
It's 343.